Federal Energy Regulatory Commission meets in a special session today here in Washington, D.C. to try to ease electricity prices in the western part of the country. The agency will take up a proposal to expand price limits in California to include 10 other states. It also may cover sales outside of periods of power emergencies. Alfred Kahn is a professor emeritus of economics at Cornell. He's participated in the deregulation of many industries. Under most circumstances, Kahn says he would oppose price controls, but he says this is a particularly complicated situation.
The suppliers have engaged in withholding of supplies, levering prices up very, very sharply. And that has not only painful to purchasers, but is very hard on the economy. The problem with electricity in particular, however, is that supply is almost totally unresponsive in the short run because it takes something like 3 years for new plants to come online, and demand is almost totally unresponsive, and that produces these enormous 10, 20, 30-fold spikes in price that don't serve any economic purpose but have catastrophic effects on the economy at large by pulling money out of people's pockets.
So what will the commission do? Will it make a general price guideline as it did in April, or will it set stronger price caps as the California governor is asking?
Well, the political pressures to do something to moderate this are very strong, and on the part of some Republicans as well as Democrats. And the mere rote repetition of price controls never do any good, they always interfere with supply, it's clear that that's ridiculous. So anybody knowing the literature and the experience, and I was a regulator for 3 years, knows that it's ridiculous to say that regulation must interfere with the expansion of supply. And these caps, first of all, they must be temporary. So there'll be no political temptation to come in 3 years and say, wait a minute, we still need them. If we still need them, the case will have to be made all over again.
Republican Congressman Don Oz of California wants the agency to extend price regulations to the whole western region. Is that likely?
Well, I think that something has to be done regionally because the flow of power is interregional. So I think the caps have to be interstate, at least for that region.
Is deregulation the right thing for the electricity industry, or has California simply botched it?
Well, I have to admit, as someone who's been active in the deregulation of airlines and trucking and railroads and telecommunications over the last 20 years, that I've stayed away from electricity because it scares me. The demands for perfect integration of flicking on a switch and the immediate generation of power is essentially unique to this industry. Now, people who know more about it than I and are acquainted with the experience abroad tell me that it can work and can bring the benefits of competition. So I think a lot of blame has to go to the ardent consumer advocates and politicians who wanted to promise consumers the benefits of competition when it looked as though prices would go down, but shield them from the risks to which you're exposed. I think it's too late now to say, do we go back? Because we're going to get expanded supply. There are all sorts of applications that have come in the last couple of years to build new capacity. But in this immediate situation, it just crazy populism to say that we're going to give you the benefits of reduced rates, but we're never going to let rates go up, even if costs go up.
Alfred Kahn is professor emeritus of economics at Cornell University.